Welcome to the Keto Revolution,
a podcast by Keto Primo that will highlight different aspects of the keto lifestyle.
And we are your hosts. My name is Fernando.
And I am Amanda.
You can follow us on social media, Instagram, Keto Revolution Pod, also KetoRevolutionPod.com, and pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Google Play, you know, we're everywhere. We try to be anyway. So before we start, before we get into this episode, we have a really great interview for you. But we have little special announcements to make, you know, since we last podcasted, there's been a few things that came up. But the first thing is there's a new product on the shelf, right, Amanda?
And it is a delicious one by our favorite sauce makers, Keto Primo.
Mm-hmm.
They now have, drum roll please, keto ketchup.
Yes.
Keto ketchup, y'all. Get it. Get it wherever you can. Go to ketoprimo.com. Visit them on Instagram. They are advertising it like crazy on there as well. Slide into their DMs.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they'll answer you. They're always active on
yes,
there.
Yes, they're so sweet. We love the Keto Primo ladies.
Now that the ketchup is on the shelves, I don't have as much guilt giving it to my kid, you know?
Right?
He eats ketchup with almost everything now. It's crazy.
How old is Ronan?
He's almost four. So he'll be four next month.
So he is definitely a little dipper.
Oh, yeah. He's a dude, it's so crazy. He dips the weirdest things in ketchup. He'll dip pears and apples in ketchup.
Yum.
Isn't that weird?
It sounds kind of good to me.
Oh, I know.
I'm a bit of a, yeah, I'm a food connoisseur.
Yeah. You're a ketchup on everything connoisseur?
Yeah, I am. Ketchup ranch. Barbecue sauce, which Keto Primo also makes, if you didn't know.
Of course. It's too spicy for Ronan. I had him try it, but he was like,
how about the Oh So Sweet?
Yeah, both of them. He doesn't like the spices, you know,
okay.
Like anything.
Okay. He just says, wow, Ronan.
I know. Wow. He's just like, my mouth burns. My mouth hurts. I need water. I need water. It's so funny. Like,
well, give him the ketchup.
Yeah, no, definitely the ketchup. But one other thing that we are so graciously invited to, and thank you whoever it is that made this possible, but Ketopalooza is up and running, and I had heard about this expo.
Yes, they're a big deal.
Yeah, they are, and it's so cool though. It's really cool. They're gonna have a lot of us talking, you know. There's gonna be panels.
So it's a 2-day ketogenic convention.
Yes,
it is going to be here in sunny San Diego.
Liberty Station,
and it's going to be August 21st and August 22nd.
Yes, 2021. So
2021.
If you guys want to come out and say what's up, you know, we'll be there. We're going to have a booth there. I'm not really sure the details yet, but as soon as they come out and as soon as we know, we'll let y'all know.
And our favorite keto company, Keto Primo, are the sponsors for the event. So
yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, make it out there. You can take selfies with us. It'll be fun.
Yes, it will be fun.
We need to get on this getting fit stuff, you know.
Yeah, we've got the keto eating thing down. We're ready. I think we're ready, Fern. I think we're ready to move on to the physique part of the
of the chat. So I had a thing. I don't know if I should drop it now. I wanted to do something about that.
Okay.
I guess I'll mention it.
Mention it.
But the last couple times that we all got together, we were talking about how, you know, I was the first one because it's so obvious. Like, I had just let myself go a little too many keto desserts and whatever and all that stuff.
As we do.
So I was thinking, and because I unfortunately am a man, and I have this ridiculous notion that, you know, weight loss for men comes a lot quicker. It just comes a lot easier.
Hey, that's a fact, actually. That's a scientific fact.
So I was going to propose a challenge.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So,
oh no, I remember
the challenge, but I really want to do this.
I'm so in.
So the challenge would be, it would be me versus the ladies.
Okay.
So it would be you and the Keto Primo ladies. So it'd be Emily, Diana, and Amanda vs.
Oh, yeah.
Fern.
We talked about this at our last meetup.
Yes, I know.
And then we were all in.
We can have Sherry. I'm sure she'll be down. Sherry.
Shout out to Sherry.
My keto coach, Sherry. How are you? But yeah, we can have this whole thing where it'll be like a kind of a separate little challenge thing for us. But
you know what? Let's bring it to the Instagram stories.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of people love to participate in challenges.
Yeah. And
I would like to mention right now, just side note, I'm actually in one right now.
Oh, are you?
It's not particularly a keto challenge, but it is a weight loss challenge. And not to toot my own horn, but
I see like three horns right there, Amanda.
Right. Toot, toot, toot. I won the last one. I lost the most body fat or, you know, percentage of weight.
Oh, right.
And I won it. And I wasn't expecting to. And it's not. And I did it, y'all. I did it doing it keto.
Woo!
That was how I did it. I wasn't. And I mentioned in the last episode that I had been really strict keto for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I jumped right back on. I hopped on. I bounced onto the keto wagon again to win this challenge. And it was a six week challenge.
Oh, that's awesome.
And now I'm doing it again. So
make sure you plateau before. we'll get the date set up. I'm sure we'll do something. You know
what? I'm in. I'll double dip in the weight loss challenges.
So how do you want to do this? Do you want to do body percentage or are you going to want to do pounds?
No, I think body percentage is the most
fair.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be, we're going to have to do math. We're going to have to do percentage for all three and average
luckily
it.
Luckily for us, we have smartphones.
Ah.
We got apps.
I forget about that sometimes.
We got Google.
Yeah, so,
we'll figure it out.
That should be pretty fun. That's going to be so funny.
I know. I'm excited. I think a lot of people will be willing to join in on the fun.
Maybe on the next one, we'll probably do like a little Zoom call just to like psych them out and see if they're really down. Because we had mentioned this. It was just like a passing thing. It wasn't like we didn't really.
It was at a winery. Also.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. So
the keto wine was flowing.
We're like super ambitious. Yeah. But, you know, it'll be fun. And I think, we'll get them on. We'll see if we can get them on for a little bit next time. But,
that'll be fun.
This week, the interview that we're playing for you guys is the one we did with one of our besties, Joyce.
We love you, Joyce.
Yes. She was amazing. And she's still going hard at it. You know, it's so crazy. But
she is a movie star. She is our keto celebrity. She has been on Netflix twice now, I believe. And
she's been on TV twice. I don't know if the last one was a Netflix special.
Okay, TV twice. I know. I've got a basic way of understanding how TV works in 2021. Everything is Netflix.
Everything is
to
Netflix.
Me.
Yeah.
Everything is Netflix. She's been on television.
It's like the Kleenex of streaming services.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
But so we did this interview it couldn't have been too long after her episode aired on Netflix. The show is called Sugar Rush, if you guys want to give it a look-see.
Okay, wait. So first of all, she is the most incredibly talented surrealist. Realism.
Yeah.
She does
food realism.
Food realism. Yes. Thank you. Food realism. And let me tell you, her food looks real. That's what that means, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, no, she does do
and desserts.
A great job making food look like something else and have it be made with... Dude.
Okay, yeah, right?
I'm telling you, this episode really had me like, what? You know, because like... Yep. They did like all these different challenges where like you had to do like a gravity effect. So like one of the things had to be suspended.
Oh, yeah. It was
and
intricate.
It was so dope. It was such a cool experience just watching. It was so funny because like, you know, when you have like, it's almost like
Fernando
I had like
was
a...
like doing the hand motion. He is so excited about this, and I'm reliving it with him.
It was just so cool. I used to watch like a lot of Food Network stuff, so it's right. just like one of those things. It's just yes. like, and having a friend there is just like, oh, get him, you know?
Hell
like,
yeah.
Just like, so it was just really fun watching her, and she was a delight. She's always super. Is. She steals the spotlight wherever she's from. Mm-hmm. She's great, but
and she gets down and dirty with the behind the scenes detail.
Oh yes, this is a spicy one.
She's got some spice for sure, and I think that's why we love her the most.
Coming out of this, yeah, definitely. No, and then there's several other things that she talked about that I wanted to. Bring up to our last episode, you know, we were talking about the mindset, right? About getting back on it, getting your mind right, you know, having it be a little bit easier, getting out of your rut. So in this episode, she actually talks about, you know, displacing bad habits, you know, and how to overcome them and, you know, getting your mindset right. It's all about mindset too, you know, but mm-hmm. she does talk about, you know, getting her habits back on track. And then, you know, and also she had just done the surgery, right? Like she had
right. Her specific just weight loss surgery.
Mm-hmm.
She'll get into the specifics of that in her interview. But yeah, her whole journey has just been really, really inspirational.
Yeah, no, definitely. And the fact that she's real about it, you know, she's not like,
she keeps it 100.
Yeah, she does. Oh, and she did.
And she did.
And
yeah.
You know, especially like, you know,
she's hilarious.
Oh, dude, she
is freaking hilarious.
She's so good. But the cool thing though about her realism is you know, she keeps it real. You know, she didn't. There's a lot of influencers out there that have had, you know, like different kinds of surgeries, but they don't put it out there because then they feel like it's like, oh.
It takes away from their hard work or whatever.
Right.
They believe that, yeah.
But this wasn't a lap band surgery. It was more like she had already done the weight loss. She had already done some stuff. So, you know, she just took some off, you know, did the extra skin.
The cosmetic part of it.
Right, yeah. And, you know, at some point, and doing it how she did, you know, she's a weightlifter. She does it all. And having it come out that way, and for her to be so gracious about it and just so real, it's very motivational. Just to like, when I was listening back to it, I was like, yeah man, I gotta get back on it. Like I have no excuse.
Right.
I have no excuse. I work from home, there's all these little things I can take, you know, half an hour to do something instead of like sitting on my ass and like hoping
just not doing something.
Yeah but yeah, so it was really great. I'm so happy that, you know, she's found her way through this second time on TV, like yeah. you mentioned.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure we will see her again on TV.
Oh yeah, definitely. She's such a personality. So good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so there's much more coming down the pipeline. But definitely check out Keto Primo's page. Get the ketchup, y'all. And we'll see you, and we'll give you more information on the Keto Palooza stuff. But if you want to,
for now, if you want to find them on Instagram,
yes.
They are at Keto Palooza _expo.
Yes. And, you know, just say what's up and, you know, kind of mention that you heard from it from the podcast. It'll be good. Yeah, we're hopefully going to talk to them before the Keto Palooza festivities start. So be on the lookout for that. It's such an amazing event, and I'm glad that Liberty Station is hosting it. It's a really beautiful place down here in San Diego. If you guys want to come down, it's not very far away from anywhere.
Yeah, everything is 15 minutes away from everything in San Diego anyway. So wherever you live, it's 15 minutes away.
Yeah, even if you're from Temecula, you know, just come down the 15 to the 5. Yeah, it's right there.
It's
15 minutes away.
15 away.
You live in Nevada. It's 15 minutes away.
15 minutes
away. Isn't that so weird, though? Like, everything is, yeah, I'll be there in 15 minutes.
It's true.
But
if you live in San Diego, you know exactly what we're talking about.
But it's great. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Follow us and, you know, leave us a review. We're super happy to come on and read those out loud here, as we have before in the past. So
slide into our DMs on Instagram.
Yes, Keto Revolution Pod, ketorevolutionpod.com.
Bye, guys. Enjoy.
Bye.
Hello, chair. Joyce. Lifting his cake, girl.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Hi. I was like, whoops.
Like, Joyce, you're very thin now. You're like transparent.
Looks like that, yeah. I'm here. Looks like they took too much of Joyce in the surgery.
I know. No.
Can't even see anymore.
I didn't even know. I was like, it's still time. I was over there with my mom.
Oh, no,
like...
that's okay. No, so, thank you so much for joining us. So good to see you again. How are
you?
Good
to see you too. I'm doing good. Good. Is it too much? Like, can you hear? Is it too much audio? I know my mom's cooking right now.
No, that's totally fine. You sound okay. Good. You sound clear. You look clear. You look good.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Yeah. So,
how are you doing?
The first thing I wanted to ask you about is because I've been waiting so long since I saw this. So you were on a Netflix special, Sugar Rush, right? From on Netflix. How was the experience? Can you talk through that? I know it's not really like keto friendly, but you did incorporate a lot of like your story into it. So how was it being on that show?
It was awesome. Like, compared to like the production companies, like, well, it actually was the same production company, same producer. What were the chances? I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. But Netflix is like a well-oiled run machine. It's like, I mean, it's a huge crew, mm-hmm. tons of cameras. And it was just like, I just feel like the experience was super amazing to me. I just felt like everything was unorganized. They had everything like on point. They had like, everything was scheduled. I mean, the main girl that was like the head little honcho, she was cute. She was just like, okay, don't do this, move this here. So it was just, the experience was awesome.
Yeah.
But like, I honestly, like, the partner that I went with is not someone that I necessarily chose. She asked me to come. Actually, it wasn't even my opportunity. It was more like hers. And she's like, hey, would you like to come? And I was like, sure, you know, like, to me, like, one of my last goals in my cake career was to go back on TV to show off, you know, like, look, like, I've lost so much weight, you know, I don't want to have, like, you know, the rest of the world see me like it was. I was like, oh, I want to know, like, hey, look, like, she looked good now, you know.
What
so
a perfect opportunity for you then.
Yeah, it was. And so, like, when she asked me, I knew she wasn't, like, completely involved in the cake community as much. And so I thought, you know what, let me just go with her. Like, what's the chances? Well, it turned out to be, like, not such a great experience, specifically with her. It was just, actually, the first day of filming, I was about to walk out. I was like, I'm done.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh, no.
I am, like, I don't need this. Like, I don't need it. I'm already famous. I'm just not scared. I already
had my moment. I got my ticket.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't need this. Okay. Like, I don't need your meanness, you know? And at that moment, okay, you know, that when you're doing keto and you're feeling like, you know, you've lost so much and you're just feeling so great. And coming from a keto community, I feel like it's so different than the one I came from. So like, I think I was such in like a bubble. And so once mm-hmm. I actually got to really work with her, and I was like, wow, like, it just was like a slap in the face of reality. And I was like, Joyce, like, snap out of it. Like, do not allow her to talk to you the way she is doing right now.
So, shoot. Like, a lot of bossiness.
So it was really bad. Yeah, it was really bad, but I'm a team player. And I was like, you know what, Joyce, like, I'm not going to allow her to take away from this experience. So we went for it. Like, I was like, look, like, it is what it is. We're here now. Let's do the best we can.
The best,
like, I'm still here to win. Like, I mean, I'm not sure what your intentions are, but I'm here to win. Okay. Uh-huh. Like, no matter what, I'm here to win. And so, and to represent keto, like, that was my biggest thing too. So, you know, she actually did keto, and, but she's lost, you know, I think she lost me like 40, 50 pounds. And, you know, she's just kind of not that involved in the community. Mm-hmm. So, like, I knew her heart wasn't the same. Like, my passion was for keto.
Yeah.
So once
things that you were representing were completely different.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I knew, like, I just was going to, make sure, like, I did try to bring keto products on there actually, but I didn't read the rules right. And I didn't realize that we had to order them through them, and then they would provide it for us. So when we got there, they took away all my keto stuff.
Oh,
and I was like,
what types of stuff had you brought with you?
My biggest thing was the flavoring, OOF flavors, because of the fact that they're Like, they're such, they're in the market in the keto community, but like their flavoring is so great for like regular sugar stuff. It like really enhances the flavor. Mm. So I was like, this is a great opportunity. I'm going to introduce them into the keto in the cake world.
That would have been awesome.
Once we got there, they took it all away. And I was like, no. Dang. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So
you're going to have to reach out to Netflix and set up a keto competition for desserts. I want to see
I already told my producer when we made it to the final round. And at the end, I told my producer, I was like, look, call me back. Cause I'll come back. When I'm with her, but I'll come back. You know what I'm saying?
Come back with like, a keto rep with you, if anything at all, so that your head's in the same headspace.
Netflix is something you would want to apply for. Like, it's an amazing experience. Like, I mean, I plan to go back. Like, I'll pretend I'm single, you know? Let's go to Love is Blind, whatever part you do. Like,
I love you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll pretend, because it is such a great experience. It really, really is.
Yeah. So. You look great on camera, by the way. You look amazing. Thank you. I mean, I was waiting for the booby tassels, like we talked about in your last interview. I was like, oh, I guess this is going to be her time to shine with the booby tassels. Girl, okay. But...
my 40th birthday next year.
There we go.
That's what's up. Yes, no, yes. You know, it's so funny you say all that because there were times where, like, I felt like a little bit of tension, but, like, you guys both, like, kind of, like, I think maybe because it was on camera, but you guys handled it with, like, a little bit more grace than, say, like, the other... I don't know how much you heard from their part, but as far as like the final challenge, you said you went to the final. It broke my heart because even though it came out so ridiculously awesome with like the gravity element where the leaves were coming off and stuff,
right.
But like, how heartbreaking was it to not be able to finish, or were you like satisfied with your final product?
It was frustrating because like, I didn't know what, like, because I was like, when we're there, we kind of like, okay, so you're going to do this. I'm going to do this. So I made like, you know, the fillings, the what it's called, like basically the different fillings and the soaking and all this stuff, and then I'm like okay, so I'm gonna go start working on the food realism. The food realism is my specialty, so I was like, mm-hmm. I need as much time as possible.
Yeah, that's where you really.
So once I got into it, I feel like I'm not sure what happened, and when I look up, I look at the cake, and I'm just like, oh my god, what just happened? They don't even show that part because I was like thinking they're gonna show it, because I was just like, I look at her and she's like, do not say anything. I was like,
you're like, I'm not gonna say it with my mouth, but I'll say it with my face.
I'm telling you, like, she was tiny, but she was mighty. Okay, let me just tell you this. Okay, like,
since we didn't get to see it on camera, what was wrong with the cake? Let's just let it out.
She did not. It was like overbaked. She didn't. Some part was raw.
Oof.
Yeah. So it's like you could see it, like when she's like putting it all together. I mean, you can see it on the show, but it's like I'm just like, I didn't even know what's happening. And then once like that turned into panic, I was like, because the time is quick now. It's like time is real. Like TV is realistic. Like the time is running. There's no.
Right.
They're not sugarcoating the time.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no sugarcoating the time.
I did wonder that.
It's happening.
I did wonder.
Really,
like, did they pause it in between, put a little powder on the face?
No, I wish. Touch up. But no.
It's real. It the real deal. It's a real competition. Well, you did amazing.
It's very real.
You
it was
did
very real.
Awesome.
And then, yeah. So once we got to that point, like once I knew it was, we're done. I was like, we're done. We're not going to win. It's fine. Like, honestly, walking in there the day of competition, I honestly didn't think we didn't deserve to win because of her behavior. So I thought I was just going to go in there and give it the best I could. Do the best work I can, have a great time, do me, you know, mm-hmm. at the end of the day. And like, we made it to the final round. I was surprised. I was like, okay, let's go, you know, like.
That just goes to show you that even given like crappy circumstances, you have it in you to still go on, persevere past any obstacles. Speaking of which.
Yeah, I wasn't going to, exactly, because this was my time to shine too, you know, like I wasn't just there for the money. Like, of course I would love to win. When I compete, I'm there to win. I'm not there to not win.
I mean, it's a competition.
At the end of the day, I had different purposes. My purpose was to show off how good I felt, how good I looked.
Yeah.
And to be who I am, like not be like in someone else's view or have someone else shape me, because that's what I came from, an environment where people are always controlling me and I just allow it because I'm just like, oh, I'm so timid. I didn't have this like great personality. I was super depressed. So I just allowed so many people in the kink community to like bend me over and mistreat me. And like, it brought me back to that situation with her. And I'll be honest, like for like the first 2 months after that filming, which was done in February, like I was extremely depressed. Like I changed completely, even to my friends. I was like, I was fighting with some of them. And I was like, oh, I'm like, I am not tolerating this behavior. Like I was just like,
it was
I'm
a
not
trigger. It triggered you.
It did. But I'm grateful for it. Sometimes, yep. You know, you're put in situations that change a lot and you think they're bad. But at the end of the day, I always like try to look for the good. And I feel like the good was that I learned that, you know, just don't forget that you're not going to allow someone ever to mistreat you again. And not saying that your friends are doing that, but be more open eyes to what they're doing to you. You know, yes. What I'm saying? Because I'm very like,
I love self-awareness. So important. Yeah. I can tell that you are definitely a woman who prides herself on growth and learning from experiences and taking what you can from it. And I feel like you definitely.
And then after that was the prom. Shows. Like 2 weeks after I filmed, and then 2 weeks was the prom. So we're having stress
because of the corona. Oh, I didn't know that was going on back then. Okay.
Yes, it was like 2 weeks after. It was like 2 weeks before prom, and then we started having the issues with corona. Are people going to show up? People are canceling. People are not going to come.
That was at the beginning of COVID. Yeah, the keto booty balls, what she's referring to. That was fun. We had done your first interview before that. We talked about the keto booty ball. Let's go back in time real quick. was that not freaking the best keto party that's the best keto party I've ever been a part of.
I'll be honest, it was a kickoff to the corona, you know? Right?
All right, guys, just kidding. That was fun. Party, okay? Yeah, wrap it up.
We brought this corona party it up, okay?
We rang in. Yeah, we rang in for sure.
That was awesome.
So it was one of those things that, you know, it was a lot of overwhelmingness, you know, and the stress was tremendous. But at the end of the day, like, we had a great events, like it was very successful, and you know, it went off without a hitch, you know what I'm saying? But I never really got a chance to heal from Netflix until it aired, and like actually was able to tell her, like, look, like, you were a horrible person. I said, please do not talk to me again. I blocked her on everything. Like, I was just waiting for this to air. I was like, all I'm waiting is for this to air. Like, I'm just trying to be chill. And she's like, oh, let's promote. She's like, let's promote it together. I was like, no, I'm not promoting nothing with you. I was like, you're lucky if I share you on my cake page. And that was it. And that's as far as I went, was like cake page. And that's it. I wasn't going to allow her to have to build off my presence.
Boundaries
or my hard
are
work.
Important. Boundaries.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
So now I'm healed and I feel great. It
you
was
look
just
amazing.
One of those moments. Yeah. Next week is amazing, though. I do recommend it for everybody.
Okay.
You
know? I would love to.
Get on there.
That would be amazing. And I look forward to any of your future endeavors with Netflix, because you are interesting to watch, and I love your work. Your realism is phenomenal.
Speaking of healing, one of the things that you recently went through is you went through a surgical procedure. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I had my first skin removal. It's tummy tuck with lipo and monoplasty. No, it's a lift. So it's like everything. Yeah, just
lifting
in the front area.
Back. Okay. Okay.
Extended tummy tuck, not the back or anything like that. I did it in August 10th.
Okay.
It was.
That wasn't too long ago. Yeah.
No,
you look fully recovered. How are you feeling?
Yeah, 2 months. I had complications. Like, I was it's normal, you get like what it's called, like you get fluid buildup when they take out your drains. Mm-hmm. And so
lymphatic
I didn't know
massage,
that.
Right? Is that what the cure is for that?
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, I kept messaging my nurse. She's like, oh, it's normal. You're just swollen. I was like, no, like this doesn't feel good. Like, I don't feel good. I feel like I'm dying, you know? Like, I can explain it. Like, I literally felt like I was slowly dying. And I was like, no. And then once they sent her a side photo, she was like, oh no, come in here, you have a seroma, we need to get the fluid out. Once they released the fluid, I felt like a brand new person. I was like, that thing was killing me, and I was like, I knew it. I was like, I knew something was wrong with me.
Yeah.
And I'm usually pretty
listen
gangster, but I was like,
listen to your body.
Yeah. so It was, I'll say it was $11,000 investment. I am making monthly payments on it. It's the doc, the surgeon is specializes in like weight loss patients. So he does nothing but mostly like skin kind of like a lot of skin removals. Mm-hmm. I do plan to go back and get my arms done and then the lift on the chest, obviously for the nipple tassels.
Right, of course.
Right now they would be sad.
We want maximum nipple tassel capacity.
Yes, back then it was different, you know. But now, you know, that's not the case. But it was a quick procedure. It was like 4 hours, but I felt amazing.
That
yeah,
it was really like quick. Literally, I wouldn't have expected it to be that soon.
Or no,
that,
it's that honestly. Fast. Yeah, it was weird because like they took me in the bag and then they're like, okay, we're gonna give you something to relax you. And I don't say I don't remember. All I remember is like, I wake up and it's done. I was like, wow, it's done. I'm like, okay. There's minimal pain, to be honest, as far as it goes as, you know, the actual procedure or the incision. It's minimal pain. But what hurts is like your back because you're either sleeping on a recliner or you can't really, you're hunched mm-hmm. because, you know, they just took your stomach. So you're pretty like, you know, you're your stomach.
Tight. Everything's kind of tight.
The elasticity.
Yeah.
But overall, like it's, I mean, now I can honestly say it's worth it. At that moment, I was like, oh no, this is not worth it. What are you thinking, Joyce? You look better with your stomach. Like, what, you know, you're over here suffering, you know?
Okay.
But at the end of the day, like I'm 39. I'm gonna be 39, sorry. And I feel like, you know, I have a long life. And so I would like to look good, you know, might as well. And good honestly, I'm never gonna be able to show off my bodybuilding. Yeah, I won't be able to show off my bodybuilding body if I have skin, like just covering what I worked hard doing, you know? So it's been an amazing experience. I feel like a new person. Like, I mean, it's just unbelievable. You know, every day when I look at myself at the gym, I'm just like, oh my goodness. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not even healed yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my goodness. You know, and I think this is what we worked hard for, you know, to get to this point, you know, to be able to like, especially like myself, that's been over 350 pounds and to be where I'm at now.
Yes.
I'm still a thick woman, you know, I weigh 196.
What was your total weight loss for those of us who didn't?
165.
165 pounds you've lost.
Yeah.
Amazing, yeah. Joyce.
Thank you.
Kudos to you.
I feel good. I feel really amazing.
I love how public you are with your experiences. That's something that I really, really value with you is that you took us along your followers on Instagram along your entire journey. I remember clicking on your story and you were like completely still pretty doped up. I'm assuming, I think you said that later, like, whoa,
and all those painkillers.
I'm still on all the, I just woke up, here I am. And we were right there in your pocket. Like we were experiencing it all with you. And I think for people that are thinking about doing this type of procedure, I think you do a lot for that group of people.
Yeah, I wanted to. I mean, I have a lot more still to talk about because there is a hard part that no one talks about, which is like the depression of it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Yeah. Shh. Sorry.
That's okay.
No, yeah. Okay, because I could hear it. It's loud. You know, it's the depression part of it because you feel so incapable of doing stuff, you know, you're just like stuck in a chair. You can't pick up, like, especially me, like I'm a huge active person. By like 3:30 in the morning, I'm up, I'm making coffee. I'm thinking about what desserts I'm going to be making to post on my social media. What do I need to get done? Do I have cake orders? Like I'm cleaning the house, I'm mopping, I'm going to the gym, like all before 8 o'clock in the morning, I've done at least 10 to 20 tasks. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you go to this like slump and then you're not sure of your body because it's so different. And you're just like, oh my God, what did I do to myself? Like, oh my God, was this even worth it? Mm. But no one talks about that. All you see is people on YouTube and they're like, oh yeah, my tummy tuck, I look so good.
And you're like,
oh, this is fake. You know, like, ooh, I'm about to do this. No, it's like, I literally was so depressed. I was crying for like a week. Like, oh my God, like, what did I do to myself? Like, what was I thinking? So I thought like, I want to share as much as possible. But I also knew like, you know, it is my keto page. So I just, it's a hard balance. Like, what do you show these people? Like, do you show them nothing but keto? Do I show them the good? Do I show them the bad? Do I show them the in between? So I try to balance it all out, but I do plan to do a video like on how to like, to understand that this is not always, it's an easy procedure. It definitely is. Like, I mean, now that I'm healed, I'm just like, oh, there's nothing, you know,
sure.
There's
but like
a lot more
mental,
to it. Yeah.
The mental part is the more like the hump. That's
I
it.
Can't you can say be- that I've heard a lot of people speak about that. So I really, I have a cousin who just did a really heavy duty procedure too. And she experienced the depression as well. And nobody warned her about that. Not even her doctor. And
no, and I told my doctor, actually, I did tell my doctor, I said, you guys need to include it in your pre-op, like what we're going to experience, because it's not fair that like, cause I mean, I suffer from depression. I come from a history of depression and anxiety and, you know, suicide. And like, for me, I would need to know these kind of things because that way I'm mentally prepared for, you know, and I had to give up nicotine too, which is hard. Like I vape, oh, I'm a hard vape. Like, I'm a chimney, you guys. Like you guys didn't see me vape in the room, but I'm a chimney. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What's the reason it's advised against after surgery?
Well, nicotine, because it doesn't, it impair with the healing process. So you may not heal if you're
using
nicotine. And even vape, it lets out some kind of like chemical into your lungs. And so that is just harmful. So I quit 40 days prior to surgery and I've been free of nicotine since then. I haven't picked up a vape.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. A little silver lining.
I never thought I could give it up easily, but I don't want to risk it. I don't want to get like, I don't want to not heal correctly. You know what I'm saying?
$11,000 for vape.
For real. I can always pick it up later if I have to, but I don't plan to. I don't want to. Like going to Vegas, I went last weekend to Vegas with my husband and I was like, I thought I was going to want it because I'm around smoke and you're around nicotine, but literally my eyes were burning so bad. And I was like, oh my God, I had a headache. I felt sick from all the nicotine
Vegas
smells.
It's a whole different experience though.
It is.
I'm a smoker as well. And I don't like Vegas.
No, it is a lot. Even for me, I'll be honest too. I remember it was a lot when I smoked and I either. Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah. It's too much. There's a lot going on.
So it's like one thing too. Yeah, you have to give up a lot. That's another thing they don't really talk about. And you know what? There's nowhere on YouTube or anywhere how to give up vaping. I don't know if you guys know that, but maybe that's
that. I've never looked into
that. Yeah, there's never nothing on how to give up vaping at all.
You can start a website for that too. You do it all.
Okay, I know.
I'm gonna go ahead and go for that from now on too.
I was like, I need to do that on YouTube, like how to quit, because I quit like in 5 days. It was pretty simple. I just had a lot of keto candy.
And I just
need to break habits. Habits. Right. The biggest thing is habits. You know, you like to smoke in the car. I like to smoke out in the morning for
it's
breakfast.
Like a ritual.
I still miss it in the morning. It's like, oh, with that first cup of coffee, that cigarette. Can't do nothing about it, you know. Now I'm just like, no, Joyce, like chew gum. So like when I do,
for those of you who
I chew
quit,
gum. I like sound like a horse. Wads of gum.
Whatever works.
I had
whatever helps. So you trust me, where it works, then your teeth hurt. So you're like, oh
not worth it. Gotta give up that habit too now.
Okay.
So I had a question. Before you had this procedure, how long did you know you wanted to have this, and did you do it like at the right time, or did you have to wait a little bit, or how did that go?
I never thought, to be honest, like when I first started this journey, I never thought I'd be to this point anyway. So like even every month was an accomplishment, and then as I lost more, by the end of last year, I was like, I'm gonna get my tummy tuck, I'm gonna get my arms done, I'm gonna get a breast lift and all this stuff. And then, you know, I said, okay, I was thinking like at the end of this year is what I was gonna try to go for it. So I asked my husband, and we were during quarantine, so I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna send pictures and see what they cost. So I sent some pictures to some places during quarantine because they weren't open, and then I was like, you know what, I don't feel comfortable doing this too much.
Right.
So finally, I had already found this doctor, and I really liked him. Like, if you guys ever watch his stuff, like, he's knowledgeable, and he's an inventor of a lot of these procedures, specifically the one I'm going to get next. And so I was just like, you know what, like, I really like him. So I called, and they were open, and so like, okay, you can come in for an appointment. Literally, we went in there, they gave us the pricing, and my husband's like, okay, let me look and see what we can finance. So once we could finance us, he's like, let's break it down, because it's a lot of money. Like, I think total is about, what I plan to get is about $36,000.
Wow.
So I don't really work, you know, after quarantine, like I stopped doing cakes, and then, you know, my husband is a software engineer, but it's like, we don't have that kind of like, oh, let me just drop 36 here, you know? Right, so You know, like, yeah, we had to get it financed. So he's like, you know what? He's like, why don't we start with the tummy and then we'll move on to the rest. I was like, all right. So literally, like, I called back the next day. I was like, all right, let's schedule an appointment. We have the money. So
awesome. That
was it. That's quick.
Yeah. And it was
even
it was
during, especially like, during COVID. I'm trying to get a procedure done myself soon, and the next appointment is until February. So you got lucky.
Yeah, I did. I did. I'll be honest. And then once we, she's like, okay, I have August available. When do you want to do it? And I thought, well, let's go with the 10th. And then that was it. Like, I had to do the COVID test the week before. Mm-hmm. And then you have to get like a full physical for your blood and all that.
When right.
Yeah, I got that done immediately. And
pre-labs.
Mm-hmm. And that was it. It was very, very quickly. But I always knew I wanted to. I mean, I told my husband always, like, you know, if you don't give me a baby, you're going to give me a body. So that's where we're at. We don't have no baby.
At least the body costs less, you know.
This is how I see it. Like I told you guys, you know, I'm going to be 39 and I'm young. And I feel like also the other thing is like the biggest investment is yourself. And I feel like, even though, yeah, it's a lot of money and you would think, damn, I could buy a house or I can invest it in this. Like, I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm better invested in myself, and then I'll, you know, produce it and I'll pay it. I'm actually doing it myself. I'm paying the payments myself. Like I told my husband, like, I'll pay it. Like, I want to be the one that did it myself. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want you to say like you helped. I want to say I did it. Like, I worked hard. I sacrificed all the food. I went to the gym every day. I paid for the surgery. It's mine. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's what
it's
I'm
all
doing.
Symbolic.
That's
symbolic. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very important for me to pay for all of it by myself. So that's what I've been doing. My next goal is obviously, which I talked about, was to put out a cookbook, but I'm going to push it until this coming year, because with the surgery, it really, like, it took a lot out of me emotionally and mentally. And I'm just getting back into like baking and stuff like that. But I'm also now balancing my cake clients. I'm also balancing being an influencer. I'm also balancing working for 3 different companies. So it's just like very overwhelming. So I was like, Joyce, why are you putting so much pressure on you to get this book out by November? And you're not even like there yet. So I figured, like, you know what, Joyce, like, when you might as well just put all your heart and soul into it and give yourself a year and then, you know, push it out. And I have no problem. I think I'm going to take these next, this year. I mean, my goal is a year, but to like have everything ready, but also to invest in, like, you know, growing my followers and using my actual cake page, because I don't use those. I have 38,000 followers on my cake page and I don't use them. So now I'm starting to realize I need to use both. Like,
these are
people who are going to buy your book, and these are people who are going to buy your book too.
I'm exhausted hearing about all of the things that you think you're falling short. You're saying it took a lot out of you. What you're doing right now is so much, girl. Like, and how are you still planning on heavy lifting and incorporating that again into your lifestyle?
Yeah, I started, it's been 2 weeks now. This is, 2 weeks that I've been going to the gym, and started slowly. My trainer, my coach is doing like a small, I'm still bodybuilding.
Okay.
But we're just doing like machines and nothing that uses my core.
Yeah,
and
that's
stuff like
tough.
That, but like, I feel strong. Like, I do feel strong already, but I know, like, Joyce, don't push it, because you may think you're strong, but like, I feel more capable than what he's given me. So I told him, like, I'm gonna finish out these next, you know, 3 weeks, 2 more weeks on this program, but I want us to, like, let's start putting some other things, even if I'm doing like 10-pound weights, you know, like, but I'm ready to like sculpt my body a little bit better. Right. You know, I plan to grow my legs, my arms, my chest. Like,
is this
I definitely want to be a bodybuilder.
Is this trainer somebody you worked with pre-surgery as well? Like, does he know Joyce and what you're capable of?
yeah. No, he's been my coach for about a year and a half. He's my bodybuilding coach, and he's super cool, like super great guy. And he knows, like, he was so excited for my surgery. He's like, I can't wait. Like, I mean, even my gym brothers, I thought they would be like, I don't know. I always had this weird feeling, even going like back the first day, I was like, what if they're going to be like, you went to surgery and you look the same, Joyce. Like, that was my biggest fear on the first day of gym. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, they're going to be like, you look the same.
Aww.
Like, what did you do to yourself? Like, why'd you even do all that? You know? And then, they were like, yeah, like, it's been amazing. They were like my number one cheerleaders, like, for this surgery, which I thought was going to be weird, but they weren't like about it. And every day, like, they seem like, you look so good. And they're just very, like, you know, they're my gym brothers. So they're just
that's
like, you look
amazing
good.
Support.
Like,
they're
like, oh, you're so tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Like, your before and afters Where can we see all of this information on Instagram or on social media in general? Where can we find you?
You guys can look me up at Lifting Is Cake on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I do have YouTube, which is under Toxic Sweet Shop. And so I also have an Instagram if you want to look at some of my cakes on Toxic Sweet Shop. Mm-hmm. And that's it for right now.
Yeah. Oh, so and you're in the future, you said you're going to be trying to release this cookbook maybe next year or so. Is there anything else real quick that you want to like plug that you're working on before we go?
No, not really, you guys. I mean, I feel like
no, you're doing a lot. No, that's not saying that. You're not... Hey, give us a couple more, Joyce. We need more from Joyce.
I know. I'm like, what She's else? Like, I can't. I would love to be a trainer or like have a like teach classes as well as like, you know, not necessarily of just like bodybuilding, but also like rebuilding the internal of ourselves, because I feel like that's the one thing that I've always like taken from the gym for me, really, is what really saved me was that I didn't just like the physical was the bonus, but the internal growth and strength that I built at the gym is what I would love to teach other women to feel like, you know, yes. Feel sexy and empowered. And like low key, I'm constantly, my inboxes are full of people that need help. And that's what I do. It's like, I spend a lot of my time helping people. So if you guys are ever in need and you need help, like I have time to help everybody. So yes. At the end of the day, like I am working on my cookbook, but I'm also here to help you guys, to motivate you guys and to be empowering to men and women that, you know, like you're capable of doing so much more than you think. And like, that's what I want everybody to do. Like, I just want to be there to push every single person
if I can.
Thank
you so much for that. Thank you so much, Joyce.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, and we'll be looking forward to all that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joyce.
Take care.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Thank you.